Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Our subject today is standing firm. Standing firm. And it's from Luke chapter 21, verse 19, which says, by standing firm, you will gain life. By standing firm, you will gain life. What? How wonderful. If we stand firm, we will gain life. Glory be to God. The new year is only a few hours old, and many people have made New Year's resolutions and already broken. What is a new year? What is it? It's nothing else but a different number in a date. Are people, new people, different people in a new year? No. All people are no different. There are very few things that are changing in a new year. Sometimes they impose new laws on the 1st of January. But it is imminent. It's so important that we stand firm in the Lord. Are we to be stubborn? No. Are we to be firm? Yes. So being stubborn means being resistant, not listening to reason. Firmness means being willing to listen and, if needed, to change the direction. Stubbornness and firmness are like coal and diamonds. Stubborn is refusing to move or to change one's opinion, obstinate, firmly resisting. And firm is steadfast, secure in a position. To stand firm is not only for beliefs, it's also about not being moved whatever happens around you. You can stand on a rock, and because you're not standing firm, you will fall. If you stand on the wing of an aeroplane, you're not standing firm because the wind will blow you off. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, it says, for now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. Now we really live because you are standing firm in the Lord. In Syriac and in Ethiopian version, it says, standing firm in our Lord. And the Arabic version says, standing firm in the faith of the Lord. All the time, at the time when this letter was written, both the Thessalonians and Paul were persecuted. As a true pastor, Paul was worried for the believers in Thessalonica, and he hoped and he was praying that they would be strong in the persecution. As a true pastor, he worries for his sheep, and he's sad when a person backslides. When Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, they were going through big troubles, and yet they were standing firm in the Lord. And to this Paul said, now we really live. Now that I know you are strong in the Lord, we really live. What a relief. Standing firm in the Lord is most important. How can we stand firm in the Lord? Only by reading and by studying and by obeying the Word of God. The Word of God is our foundation. It's our rock. It's a word that comes directly from our Lord God Almighty. Our Creator knows what brings life to us. Jesus said, "You cannot bring forth fruit unless you remain in me. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you will bring forth fruit." Think what that means. Remain in me, that it also means he remains in me. He, me in him and him in us. So it's not remaining with someone. We are not remaining with the Lord. We are remaining in the Lord. That is the difference. If you are with somebody, you're beside each other. But he is in us and we are in him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When his word remains in you, you are full of it. Imagine when you have experienced something great, you want to share it. You want to talk about it. So if Christ is fully in you, if his word is in you, you cannot keep quiet. You bring it out. So it should come out all the time. Through the word, Christ is in you. The word. Jesus came as a word and he lives in us. When you constantly talk about someone, when you look at their pictures, when you read what they wrote or what they have said, you're really possessed by the person. That is a problem of the stalkers. They are so taken in by the person they are stalking that they are out of their mind. The person they are stalking is really like in them. So we should become obsessed. We should become possessed with Christ. People who are possessed by evil spirits are led by these spirits. But we are not to be filled, we are not to be possessed by evil. We are to be possessed by Christ and by his word. There are those who think they are standing firm. When you ask them, they say, "Oh yes, I stand firm in our Lord." But they become proud. Proud about their work, proud about their miracles working, proud about their money or whatever, and they will fall. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Be careful that you don't fall. Falling is so easy. If you think you don't need church, you're proud. If you think you don't need the pastor, you're proud. If you think you don't need the Bible, you're proud. Unfortunately, many believers have become exactly like that, and they have fallen. You cannot live, and you cannot be fruitful, unless you remain in him. Not with him, but in him. You're either alive, or you are dead. If you are alive, you stand firm in the Lord. Though in these days it's very difficult to stand firm in the Lord, because there are so many distractions, so many ways to make money, so many things you can do. Yet Jesus said, "You cannot serve both God and mammon." You cannot serve God and money at the same time. Therefore, it is imminent to stand firm in the Lord. And second, it is important that we are standing firm in faith. Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, "Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. When I used to go walking in the mountains, I saw many withered trees. They were battered and beaten by the wind, by the storms, by the thunderstorm. They were over 100 years old, and they were really bruised and injured from the storms, from the cold, from the lightning, from the heat. Yet they stood. You couldn't move them. That is what we have to do. We have to stand. Whatever happens in and around us, we have to stand like these trees. So that's how we stand firm in the faith. Many new faiths are appearing, and many people believe in them. Many false gurus and teachers are appearing, and people follow them. Many religions are coming, and people, and these religions have their followers. But we have to stand firm in the faith, whatever happens. In the text, Peter writes that the devil is roaring around looking for someone to devour. And the answer is, resist him. Resist the devil. Resist those evil thoughts that are coming into your mind and say, out of my mind in the name of Jesus. You cannot resist the devil in your own strength. It's impossible. But you can resist him as you are standing firm in the faith and as you use the word of God. Many temptations, many attacks are coming. Also in this new year, it is going to happen to us. Many storms, but we have to stand firm in the faith. Many will be persecuted. I just heard this week in one country where pastors and Christians were arrested and persecuted because they worship God, because they celebrated Christmas. This has happened in the times of the apostles, and this is still happening in our time. So because the same actor is at work, the devil is the actor behind all this persecution. It's not another religion. It's not Hinduism, not Islam, not communism, not anything. It's the devil who works behind the people. He tries to kill Christians so that nobody will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, therefore, whatever may happen, whatever storm will rage against you, you have to stand firm in the faith. Resist any doubt. Resist anything that speaks against the word of God. Resist any evil thoughts, and understand it's not your mind, it's not your flesh, it's the devil who tells you these things. So stand firm in the faith to the Lord Jesus and resist every kind of evil. Understand that we are not alone. We have brothers, we have sisters who are undergoing even worse storms than we have, and yet they stand firm. Let them be an example to us to stand firm in the faith. Nothing and nobody should take your faith because you're standing firm. Amen. The third point is standing firm in the truth. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 It says, a New Living Translation, therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you have been taught. Standing firm in the truth. Standing firm in the truth. The question is, what is truth? People have studied about it. They wondered what is truth. But neither philosophy nor science could find the solution to the question, what is truth? The Roman Pilate, he asked Jesus, what is truth? The same question is being asked today. Nobody could find out what truth is. Is it simply the absence of lies? When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, what did he mean with that? Today, truth is changing. Truth is adapted. What used to be true, they call it today a lie. Moral standards, marked out by the Bible, are called lies. And the opposite is what people believe and say that is truth. Whatever is true to me, I believe. To call a wrong action sin is not permitted, as everything is right and permitted. Everything is permitted in the world except to proclaim the name of Jesus. The Bible calls it adultery, but the world says, oh, that is normal, that is okay. The Bible calls same-sex sin, and the world says, it is no sin, it is permitted. So changing laws to make a new truth, and yet, by changing laws, you cannot make something right. What is truth? The old or the new? It's actually a wrong question. Truth stands and it cannot be shaken. Truth cannot be shaken. You cannot turn around truth. If truth is truth, then you cannot change it. You cannot call anything else the truth. If truth is truth, then everything else is a lie. If Jesus said, I am the truth, then it's an absolute claim. Jesus, as a word of God, Jesus said, I am the truth, then that is a claim. Jesus, as a word of God, is truth. And whoever says something different is a lie. We know who the father of lies is. Jesus said in John 8:44, not holding to the truth, no, for there is no truth in him. There's no truth in the devil. Whatever he says, there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Peter said, stand firm in the truth as you have been taught. That means we don't follow the lies that are being told today, the lies that are spread, the deception that is spread these days. We do not follow deception. We follow the word of God, which is true and has never changed and will never change. Peter was teaching the believers the word of God. We have this word. We have the word of the Bible, of the word of God. We have it, and we can take that as a standard for truth. We follow and stand in the truth, firm in the truth that has been told us. We stand firm in Christ, and we stand firm with Christ. Praise the Lord. As he is in us, so we are in him. As he stands for us, so we stand for him. We are not shaken here and there. We stand firm in the faith. I knew a man. He went to meetings and conferences every day of the week. And every time he heard something new, and he was shaken like a grass. Shaken here and there. Whatever he heard, that this is the truth. Then next day he went somewhere else, he said, this is the truth. We must stand firm in the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ, and the truth is the Word of God, the Bible. Jesus said, everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. So to hear his voice is to hear the truth. Why is it so important to understand and embrace the concept of absolute truth in all areas of life, not only in our Christian life, in all areas of life? Simply because life has consequences for being wrong. Giving someone the wrong medicine can kill the person. Having an investment manager who makes a wrong monetary decision can impoverish a family. Boarding the wrong aeroplane will bring you to a place you didn't want to go. Nowhere are the consequences more important than in the area of faith and religion. Eternity is a very long time to be in the wrong place. As we enter the new year, we have to know what truth is. Stand firm in the Lord. Stand firm in the faith of the Lord. And stand firm in the truth of the Lord. Do not be deceived. Do not be frightened. And do not worry. Trust in the Lord and trust in the power of his might. Stand firm and do not be shaken. The Lord called the Israelites a stubborn people. A stubborn people. And because of their stubbornness, they had to walk through the desert for 40 years. We are not going to be stubborn. We are standing firm. Standing firm in the Lord, and by that, we gain life. So, as we are entering this new life and this new year, let us remember to stand firm throughout the whole year. Amen.
Amen.